So we have the analytics. We have the 35 years of experience. We even know and help those candidates when they go through training. We help them with pricing of the product. So where you live regionally, you can maybe price those products at a different price point. Where you actually put the products in the machine can determine the ROI. We know the analytics that folks eat right to left, top to bottom. So just moving that product from the middle of the machine to the top of the machine, or and even the mix of products, the beverages versus snacks. So again, it's your business. You're able to do that.
That is Brian Butterstein. He is a startup consultant with Naturals To Go. And what he's talking about is an option to the franchise business in the vending machine space. And this isn't the vending machines you and I probably grew up with. I promise you that. He's going to share what it costs to get in and how low that cost can actually be. He's going to share the time investment in this and how low that can be getting into this business. And he's going to share something else that makes it super easy to get into this business and relatively quickly. Now, my name is Yule Smith. I am the host of the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. And this is a special series called Franchise and Funding Insights. Let's begin the show. Brian, I want to welcome you to Franchise and Funding Insights. I love to start with this question and welcome to the show. What are you grateful for from the past or today that helped you get you where you are today?
I would say very fortunate over the last 35 plus years, helping folks get into business ownership, had some great leaders that I work for, get to connect with folks just like you. So for having me here today, again, great mentors and coaches early on in my career and helps have some folks get into business ownership in life and in business. I've been very blessed with a great career and leverage that and helping folks get where they want to go in the business world. So yeah, good stuff.
You and I met, and when we did, I was like, man, your passion jumped through for me. So I'm like, we've got to talk and do a show. Hence you're sitting here. And I met you through working with you with a client for Naturals To Go, which is who you're with. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your role with them and then the background on the company itself.
Sure. So I'm a startup consultant. I connect with the candidate early on and walk them through the process from beginning to end. So that's my role. There's about 12 of us that do that within Naturals To Go. So we're busy. So that's good. Growth is good. And in respects to the company, we're a 35-year-old company. Our parent company is called Ventech, and we're a subsidiary of it. Naturals To Go was started about 13 years ago when the vending industry really didn't even exist. We were the first one entry into that segment. So a big company, and we've got many divisions, and Naturals To Go is really kind of the engine that kind of runs Ventech. So yeah, been around for a long time. We've been doing this a long time.
And it's not the vending machines we remember as kids growing up with pulling the levers. It's pretty high tech stuff now that you all use to keep track of inventory and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Old machines of the 70s and 80s where you pull levers, all that. Yeah, we're super high tech machines. And again, it's not just throwing some money into a machine. There's a lot to it. So yeah, exactly.
And the inventory, it's interesting. I want to dive in just a second here because this is what really got my attention. Because I still remember as a kid pulling the knob to get the machine to get the goods out the machine.
Right.
But you all, the technology you all have is the machines are hot and cold, meaning you can have dry goods and you can have cold drinks in the machines, and you can adjust the amount of space that you dedicate within the same machine depending upon the mark the machine sits in. Can you speak?
Yeah, sure. So the technology piece, all the machines are integrated with touchless pay through a NIAC system, credit card readers, touchless pay, and then also inventory control. So you can actually see what's in those machines from your laptop, your computer, or your tablet. So again, not to throw a whole bunch of products in the trunk of your car. I wonder what we need when we go to the location. So again, you know what you're selling. Even use that as part of, if you need to give someone credit, you can do it from your phone within 30 seconds. That customer can get their refund within about 30 seconds. And the machines are great, fully integrated glass front machines, two areas of the machines. Bottom of it is 41 degree ambient temperature where you keep all your beverages. Top part is 60 degrees where you can keep all your snacks, and you can actually pull that shelf out, make the entire machine fully refrigerated for drinks, make them full drinks, full snack. Again, so fully integrated. You can manipulate these machines any way you want. It's your business, your machine. Again, you can make it and tailor it to that location. So that's what's unique about our machines. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what really got my attention is the versatility of the equipment itself. And of course, the knowledge you have before you even arrive, knowing what you need to bring with you to fill up that machine.
Yeah.
Precisely, not guessing what's going to be there or not, exactly what you're going to do. And that is really, again, adjusting to the market. Now, this is not a franchise. This is a different model. This is a business opportunity in the vending space. Tell us about the business model. How does it work? Break that down for us.
Sure. So real simple. It's vending. We're not sexy. It's vending. It's simple. It's easy. Again, we've been in that space for over 35 years. What's great about what we do, our systems and process, our programs work every time. We got amazing locating teams that actually find the locations and deliver those machines to those locations. So very unique process. Ongoing coaching and support from day one. You get those coaches that help you. You write off 100% of the business if you want, but on your taxes, no employees, no brick and mortar, semi-absentee. What comes with it is that kind of that world-class technology. Again, you keep 100% of your profits and you're generating revenue from day one. So that unattended retail, all ATV, all things vending has been a space that's been very lucrative and very busy. So again, super simple, not a lot of moving pieces to it. And again, you're making money from day one. So that's what's very attractive to a lot of folks.
Before we get into the investment and the revenue, you hit on something I want to expand on a little bit. You help when somebody signs up with you all to get not the basis for machines, correct? To start
correct.
With. Okay.
Correct.
Or you can go higher. You can start with higher.
Yeah.
Okay. You all help with the placement. That's what I think would make people nervous to get going.
Right.
Talk about what does that process look like when somebody signs up with you to work with your company? You all go into that market. You understand the demographics, where to place the machine, the best place. You have a sense for it because how many machines do you all have placed across the United States right now?
So this year, we're going to have about 160 new operators just this year as we track it out.
Okay.
We have 1,500 machines into market just this year. So
wow.
Hold on. Yeah, a lot going on.
And how many do you all have across the country?
We keep tabs because we have folks that are doing reorders, but there's well over 20,000 machines out in market.
Okay. So I'm asking this question for a very specific reason. You have the data and the knowledge of what works.
Right.
You even know you have a sense where you all place the machine, what the product mix should be and where the product should be inside the machine that's going to get the best response. Can you speak to that just a second?
Yeah, exactly. So we have the analytics. We have the 35 years of experience. We even know and help those candidates when they go through training. We help them with pricing of the product. So where you live regionally, you can maybe price those products at a different price point. Where you actually put the products in the machine can determine the ROI. We know the analytics that folks eat right to left, top to bottom. So just moving that product from the middle of the machine to the top of the machine. And even the mix of products, the beverages versus snacks. So again, it's your business. You're able to do that. And we also have about 5 or 6 different templates regionally, about 5,000 to 6,000 products in our database that we know that these owners are using and putting into their machine. So these operators actually have access to this list once they're through training and wherever they live regionally, they have access to that. And then we also give them a template from day one. Hey, work with this template. And use that as a starting point, and then you can go ahead and manipulate those products based on that location's need. So again, give these folks the ability to run their business their way. We don't tell them what to put in, so they work. Yeah.
They can fine tune it too, because you have the data. You can show them the data and how they can figure out what works best. You're going to guide them, train them on that. But there's also the profit margins. You can have certain products in the machine in a certain space that have better profit margins, which yield a better result by the end of the day.
Exactly.
The end of the week.
Exactly. Bottled water, I just learned this through my career, it has the highest return. You can get bottled water for sometimes a nickel and sell for $1.50, $2. So water is the highest return, best ROI. Yeah.
That's crazy. And yes, you want to sell a lot of water. All right. What does the investment look like to get into the business?
Mm-hmm. So the initial investment, the minimal package is 4 machines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, $52,000, I would say, you put us a little bit of working capital, maybe a couple grand, all the way up to $260,000, 25 machines. We do not let our new operators buy more than 25 out of the initial order. Sometimes they would like to, but this business, there is learning curves. We want to make sure we're not having them overwhelmed. So it's good to have that range. And it depends on their financial obligation, their portfolio, what works best for them.
Okay. So when somebody, so whether it's 4 machines or 20, up to 25 machines, you're going into a market, you're going to help them place those 4 or the 20 or 25.
Exactly. And depending on how many machines they buy in their package, those locators will be in their market typically about a week. If they have more machines, of course, they'll be there longer, and we're there to find those A plus spots for them. Yep.
And the base investment is to start?
$52,000, I'd probably say $54,000, a little bit of working capital.
Okay. What about funding? Do you all provide funding?
So we do not have funding internal, but we do have a young lady that works with all of our candidates to look at their financial portfolio. Okay. We have relationships with the SBA since 2004. Mm-hmm. We've got lenders that we work with that work specifically with the vending kind of sector. So sure. We connect with her at our corporate office and determine what would be the best option. And then we connect them, work the middle person, connect them with that lender. So, yeah.
Okay. So you all can guide them through that. And we guide them through that process as well. We work together through that to get that done for them. The ideal candidate, what works best? What do you all see?
So what I usually say, it's really any retired veterans, moms, people exiting corporate America, anyone that wants to add something to their portfolio, diversifying. Again, you can scale it, do full-time, part-time scale, still work your current 9-to-5 job and still do this. So we really hit everybody, which is very unique about what we do. You don't have to quit your job. You can do this and build as big or as small as you want.
That's really important to highlight too. And then revenue side, what does the revenue look like? How do you explain that to folks?
Sure. So with a business opportunity, unlike a franchise where there's an item 19 and item 7, we don't have earnest claims, right? So we don't know all these machines are out in market. But what we do, a couple things. One, we have them validate those numbers by having them call owners. Part of our process is they have owners they can call and they can ask them how much money you're making. What do you make in a week, a month, 6 months, a year? I got 5 machines to 10 or 20. How much are you making off those machines? And then also we have a guarantee when we get these locators into market and we're placing these machines is we guarantee that we'll guarantee them at least 100 vends or 100 sales a week. Mm-hmm. That's what we guarantee once we place these machines in market. Again, if you're just the bare bones, do nothing with your business and you're just average, you're going to get 100. But those ones that want to be great business owners will definitely increase from that 100 plus. That's how we gauge our earnings.
And you all also really, I know this because I'm working with a client who is going to make an exit from the military in this coming spring. You all work with veterans. You all have a special program that you all work with veterans with.
Yes. Yeah. Vets and Vending. Brian Fury, who's actually ex NFL, MMA, ex military, he connects with these folks, walks them through. These folks exit the military and that tour is done, right? Their job is done. So what are they going to do next? Vending is perfect for them because they can use those skills to get into business ownership. And again, process and systems and procedures, right? Just like the military, that's what we also do with Naturals to Go is we have those systems and process and we plug them in and they do great. And Brian does a great job connecting with them at training and he's a resource. And again, these folks do a great job and we do a military discount too. So we do a $300 off per machine military discount. But yeah, the veterans, take care of them. We have to.
Yeah. And we appreciate that. There's no question about that. All right. Top advice. What is the guidance you offer to somebody considering vending They haven't even thought about it, but all of a sudden it's on their radar. What's the best advice that you offer for that?
I always say, do your research. There's a lot of companies out there that do what we do. Do your research. We have world-class training. We've got the support, the locating, the proven programs, the systems that work every time. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I say, do your due diligence, do your research, and make sure it's a good fit for you. So that's usually what I tell folks is sometimes you get what you pay for, right?
Exactly.
Cheap and cheap, and then expensive, but then again, you want to make sure it's a good fit.
Yeah. And that's where, you all have the high-tech machines, and you got the trading, and you got the placement. You got the total package. I think that's a great place for us to button this up. What is the vision you have for this business, for what you all do the next year?
For us, for me and for the company, we're trying to help entrepreneurs really achieve their dreams by really owning their own business, and we can help them get there. And usually we want to help the world eat healthier one vendor at a time. And that's what we do, is we help those owners and then also provide a great service out there to the world. That's our vision. My goal too, and my vision is to get folks into business ownership. That's really my passion. So yeah, that's our vision.
And I do have one more question. Sorry.
Good.
The start point is four. What do most people come in with for four machines?
So if I look through the folks I've connected with, the average candidate, that 9 to 12 is that average. Wow. Not too much, not too little, still be able to scale. The scalability is the biggest thing. So usually that 9 to 12 is that spot where they can still work their job, still have a really good income, and then scale that from there. So yeah, that 9 to 12 is usually what I see my candidates come in at.
That's perfect. All right, so that's going to be the official button up right there.
Yeah.
All right, folks. If you're interested in getting in the vending business, this creates, Brian just gave you some great options here. It is flexible to get in. Just reach out to me through franchiseandfunding.com, or you can email me at Ewell Smith, EWELL Smith@franchiseandfunding.com, and we'll get you started. Brian, I want to thank you. I appreciate your time. Appreciate what you all do for the veterans, and thank you very much.
Nah, thanks for having me again. That's a blessing to work with you. So I appreciate you having me on.
We look forward to working with you some more. Thank you. And that's a wrap with Brian. I want to thank you for investing in your time to listen to this show, to listen and invest in yourself while you're doing it. And I appreciate that. And I also appreciate you joining on this journey as we transition and grow. And we're adding this new series, Franchise and Funding Insights, to better serve you and our followers. And if you're interested in the franchising space or even the vending machine space, as we just spoke with Brian, just check out franchiseandfunding.com. Hit the contact us button and I will be in touch with you. Now, you know the drill. Be intentional and make today a great day. Bye-bye.